Now listen. Hallelujah. Verse 17, that Christ through your faith, may Christ through your faith actually dwell, settle down, abide, huh? Make his permanent home in your heart. That's your goal, that's your aim, that's your prayer, that's your highest thought, that's your dream, that's your deepest desire. What did Paul say in Philippians? That I may know him. That I may know him. That I want him to settle down and make his permanent home in my heart. May you be rooted. I'm talking to you. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely, securely on love. Not rooted in hate. Not rooted in confusion. Not rooted in strife. No. But rooted in love. Why? Because you can't defeat love. Amen. And nothing, what I don't care what you do to love, you can't conquer it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Settle down, abide, and make his permanent home in your heart. May you be rooted deep in love and founded secure on love. Verse 18 said that. For what reason? Because see, there's too many walls. There's too much division. And I shouldn't say everybody. Too many want to build their own little castle and say, I'm right. And you know, you got to do it this way. No, we do it the Holy Ghost way. We do it the Bible way. We do it the way the Word of God said. That's why we search the Scripture. Make sure we're right and we're not following somebody's opinion. That's what get people in trouble. That's why we search the Scripture. Don't take my word. You get your Bible. You go find out what I'm saying is the truth. Right. Just don't sit up there and say, yeah, you know, Pastor said, no, the Word said it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now notice verse 18. That you may have what? May have the power and be what? Strong to what? Apprehend and grasp. That's what that word is, apprehend. Lay hold on, grasp with all the saints. And see, you'll stop criticizing saints. You stop thinking, you know, saints will stop thinking themselves better than somebody else. There's some saints are more mature than others, but we all in them, all makes up the body of Christ.
Amen.
And our aim is to bring everyone to maturity.
Yeah.
That's our aim. Amen. And you can't do it with strife and fussing and fighting and all that kind of stuff. You got to do it with love.
Amen.
You got to do it with teaching the word. You got to do it with prayer. You gotta pray for people. You just because somebody messed up, you can't throw them away.
Amen.
And go out and talk about them. Somebody mess up and you want to crucify them. No, if anybody ought to show mercy, ought to be the church.
Amen.
We can't be like the world. Amen. Yeah, you have to be corrected. Yeah, you gotta be corrected.
Amen.
Anybody raise a child and don't correct them, you got a problem. And you know that. Amen. And I promise you, if you submit to God, he'll correct you. Yeah, he will. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants you to understand sin is no friend to you.
Amen.
And that's why he set you free from it. So you don't participate in it. Hallelujah. And that we are to grasp this truth concerning all the saints. God devoted people the experience of that love. What is the breadth? That's why we want to not just talk about it, but we want to experience that love. It's a reality. It is real on the inside of me. I want to experience that love. I want to know what is what. What is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of it. What, for what reason? Why I want to experience that love that way? For what reason? Look at verse 19. It explains it so well. That you may really come to know practically through how experience for yourselves the love of Christ. You may practically come through, you may come to know practically through experience. Not me just telling you about it. Hello?
Amen.
Well, you know, Pastor said, God loves me. No, you need to experience that. It needs to be real to you. It needs to be revelation to you. So when the pastor ain't around to tell you God loves you, you know it. And when the devil starts trying to hammer and beat up on you and beat you up, you tell him, shut up. Just shut your mouth. I didn't call you. And I didn't dial your number, so shut up. Hallelujah. Well, you know, shut up. Because I have experienced, I know God loves me. I don't think he loves me. I don't hope he loves me. I know he loves me. And I love him. I love him so much to I'll do what he says when he says it. And I'm not ashamed in the public, private, in the privacy, in the public assembly or worship. Well, I'm not ashamed to lift my hand and say, I bless you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you.